They all share the rink, almost colliding as they skate in their own orbits. They are the top skaters in the country, and they're out on the ice practicing axels, saukows, loops, and lutzes. Bobby Martin, a Belmont native who coaches in Boston, has high hopes for a young figure skating pair warming up.
I think this year is their coming out party, to be honest with you. I mean, 5 years in, you know, they've done extremely well at certain times and struggled through other things, but they really seem ready now. They've matured. It's almost like they're hitting the big leagues right at the right time.
Gretchen Donlin and Andrew Spiroff will compete in their third nationals and hope it will be their best.
Our best skate in nationals was not the last nationals, but the one before. We skated really well. We ended up on the podium in fourth place and had a little bit of a rough season all last year. But this year has been really good. We've gotten two golds internationally, our first two wins internationally.
First one was in Bratislava, Slovakia. And our second time competing in Graz, Austria was this year, and we placed first as well.
Now they're perfecting graceful, powerful routines they hope will bring them a national championship title.
Usually 4 weeks before a competition or event.
About 3 weeks. Start really training hard.
Yeah.
I've always said, though, like my favorite saying is it's who does the best is who is sane and healthy when it comes time to skate.
To stay sane and healthy, skaters practice meditation and meet with sports psychologists at the Olympic Training Center in Colorado.
You can't not think about it when it gets closer and closer. When it comes time to go, it's all mental.
Yeah. Well, you can work too hard on the mental. You can go crazy a little bit, but you can always get better.
Andrew is 25, from Ohio and Colorado. Gretchen is 5 years younger. She's studying biology at Boston University, and she's from Hingham, where her family has welcomed Andrew into their home to live. Their friendship is a never-ending source of intrigue for their fans.
It's a common question.
Yeah, I mean, I think there's, like, a lot of different levels to our relationship. Mm-hmm. There's definitely that brother-sister, then there's, like, that co-worker, then there's, like, that best friend sort of thing.
The relationship is a source of pride for Coach Bobby Martin, who says he's hopeful for the pair and for the two others he coaches here.
The three teams have now been together for 18 years, collectively. That's as long as I've been married. That's exceptional. That's a long length of time.
Martin says the toughest part of coaching pairs is keeping them together. As skaters grow up, they weigh decisions such as college, work, outside relationships, the desire to move.
I don't shy away from uncomfortable conversations. I mean, I sit them all down in a room and we talk about it. You know, if there's an elephant in the room about something, you know, here it is. Here's how this is going to work.
Martin will be in the stands on Thursday and Saturday when Gretchen and Andrew skate. They hope their performance will bring them from Boston to Sochi, Russia next month. Anne Mastu, WGBH, Boston Public Radio.